the next example again, illustrating that we have got too big a distance between our two spin groups. We've got a methyl group, which will be a singlet. We've got a methoxy group, which again will be a singlet. The distance then in terms of bonds will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's simply too many bonds to observe coupling. The way we're going to write this information down will then be in terms of the chemical shift for each group. These are usually given subscripts, spin group A, spin group B, then the multiplicity, in this case both of them are singlets, and then the group that this particular signal corresponds to. So the strongest coupling is when we have got hydrogens that are on the same carbon, and that will be referred to as 2J coupling, and then the next most commonly observed coupling is 3J. The actual size of the couplings in hertz, so we'll find a larger value in terms of the number of hertz for 2J coupling.